The Blessed Apostles 1, having founded and established the Church, entrusted the office of the episcopate to Linus 2. Paul speaks of this Linus in his epistles to Timothy 3, 2. Anacletus 4, succeeded him, and after Anacletus, in the third place from the apostles, Clement 5, received the episcopate. He had seen and conversed with the blessed apostles, 6, and their preaching was still sounding in his ears, and their tradition was still before his eyes. Nor was he alone in this, for many who had been taught by the apostles yet survived. 3. In the times of Clement, a serious dissension having arisen among the brethren in Corinth, 7, the Church of Rome sent a most suitable letter to the Corinthians, 8, reconciling them in peace, renewing their faith, and proclaiming 9, the doctrine lately received from the apostles, 10. A little farther on he says 11, 4. Evaristus 12, succeeded Clement, and Alexander, 13, Evaristus. Then Xistus, 14, the sixth from the apostles, was appointed. After him Telesphorus, 15, who suffered martyrdom gloriously. Then Hyginus 16, then Pius 17, and after him Anicetus 18, Soror 19, succeeded Anicetus. And now, in the 12th place from the apostles, Eleutherus 20, holds the office of bishop. 5. In the same order and succession 21, the tradition in the Church and the preaching of the truth has descended from the apostles unto us. Chapter 5.ii Even down to those times miracles were performed by the faithful. 1. These things Irenaeus, in agreement with the accounts already given by us, 1. Records in the work, which comprises 5 books, and to which he gave the title Refutation and Overthrow of the Knowledge falsely so called. 2. In the second book of the same treatise he shows that manifestations of divine and miraculous power continued to his time in some of the churches. He says 3. 2. But so far do they come short of raising the dead, as the Lord raised them, and the apostles through prayer, and oftentimes in the brotherhood, when, on account of some necessity, our entire church has besought with fasting and much supplication, the spirit of the dead is returned. 4. And the man has been restored through the prayers of the saints. 3. And again, after other remarks, he says 5, if they will say, that even the Lord did these things in mere appearance, we will refer them to the prophetic writings, and show from them, that all things were beforehand spoken of him in this manner, and were strictly fulfilled, and that he alone is the Son of God. Wherefore his true disciples, receiving grace from him, perform such works in his name for the benefit of other men, as each has received the gift from him. 4. For some of them drive out demons effectually and truly, so that those who have been cleansed from evil spirits frequently believe, and unite with the Church. Others have a foreknowledge of future events, and visions, and prophetic revelations. Still others heal the sick by the laying on of hands, and restore them to health. And, as we have said, even dead persons have been raised, and remained with us many years. 5. But why should we say more? It is not possible to recount the number of gifts which the Church, throughout all the world, has received from God in the name of Jesus Christ, who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and exercises every day for the benefit of the heathen, never deceiving any, nor doing it for money. For as she has received freely from God, freely also does she minister. 6. 6. And in another place the same author writes 7, as also we hear, that many brethren in the Church possess prophetic gifts, and speak, through the Spirit, with all kinds of tongues, and bring to light the secret things of men for their good, and declare the mysteries of God, so much in regard to the fact, that various gifts remained among those who were worthy even until that time. Chapter 5.ii The statements of Irenaeus in regard to the divine scriptures. 1. Since, in the beginning of this work, 1. We promise to give, when needful, the words of the ancient presbyters and writers of the Church, in which they have declared those traditions which came down to them concerning the canonical books, and since Irenaeus was one h of them, we will now give his words, and, first, what he says of the sacred Gospels 2. 2. Matthew published his Gospel among the Hebrews in their own language, 3. While Peter and Paul were preaching and founding the Church in Rome, 4. 3. After their departure Mark, the disciple and interpreter of Peter, also transmitted to us, in writing those things which Peter had preached. 5. And Luke, the attendant of Paul, recorded in a book the gospel which Paul had declared. 6. 4. Afterwards John, the disciple of the Lord, who also reclined on his bosom, published his gospel, while staying at Ephesus in Asia. 7. 5. He states these things in the third book of his above-mentioned work. In the fifth book he speaks as follows concerning the Apocalypse of John, and the number of the name of Antichrist 8. As these things are so, and this number is found in all the approved and ancient copies, 9, and those who saw John face to face confirm it, and reason teaches us, that the number of the name of the beast, according to the mode of calculation among the Greeks, appears in its letters. 10. 6. And farther on he says concerning the same 11, we are not bold enough to speak confidently of the name of Antichrist, for if it were necessary that his name should be declared clearly at the present time, it would have been announced by him who saw the revelation. For it was seen, not long ago, but almost in our generation, toward the end of the reign of Domitian, 12. 7. He states these things concerning the Apocalypse 13, in the work referred to. He also mentions the first epistle of John, 14, taking many proofs from it, and likewise the first epistle of Peter, 15, and he not only knows, but also receives, the shepherd, 16, writing as follows, 17. Well did the scripture 18, speak, saying, 19, first of all believe, that God is one, who has created and completed all things, and see. 8. And he uses almost the precise words of the wisdom of Solomon, saying 20, the vision of God produces immortality, but immortality renders us near to God. He mentions also the memoirs 21, of a certain apostolic presbyter, 22, whose name he passes by in silence, and gives his expositions of the sacred scriptures, 9. And he refers to Justin the Martyr, 23, and to Ignatius, 24, using testimonies also from their writings. Moreover, he promises to refute Marcion from his own writings, in the special work 25. 10. Concerning the translation of the inspired 26, scriptures by the 70, hear the very words which he writes 27. God in truth became man, and the Lord himself saved us, giving the sign of the virgin, but not as some say, who now venture to translate the scripture, behold, a young woman shall conceive and bring forth a son, 28, as Theodotion of Ephesus and Aquila of Pontus, 29, both of them Jewish proselytes, interpreted following whom, the Ebionites say 30, that he was begotten by Joseph. Shortly after he adds 11, or before the Romans had established their empire, while the Macedonians were still holding Asia, Ptolemy, the son of Lagus, 31, being desirous of adorning the library which he had grounded in Alexandria with the meritorious writings of all men, requested the people of Jerusalem to have their scriptures translated into the Greek language. 12. But, as they were then subject to the Macedonians, they sent to Ptolemy 70 elders, who were the most skilled among them in the scriptures, and in both languages. Thus God accomplished his purpose. 32, 13. But wishing to try them individually, as he feared lest, by taking counsel together, they might conceal the truth of the scriptures by their interpretation, he separated them from one another, and commanded all of them to write the same translation. 33. He did this for all the books. 14. But when they came together in the presence of Ptolemy, and compared their several translations, God was glorified, and the scriptures were recognized as truly divine, for all of them had rendered the same things in the same words, and with the same names from beginning to end, so that the heathen perceived that the scriptures had been translated by the inspiration 34, of God. 15. And this was nothing wonderful for God to do, who, in the captivity of the people traitor Nebuchadnezzar, when the scriptures had been destroyed, and the Jews had returned to their own country after 70 years, afterwards, in the time of Artaxerxes, king of the Persians, inspired Ezra the priest, of the tribe of Levi, to relate all the words of the former prophets, and restore to the people the legislation of Moses. 35. Such are the words of Irenaeus. Chapter 1. Text: the bishops under Commodus. After Antoninus 1. had been emperor for 19 years, Commodus received the government. 2. In his first year Julian 3, became bishop of the Alexandrian churches, after Agrippinus 4, had held the office for 12 years. Chapter 10. Pantinus the philosopher. 1. About that time, Pantinus, 1, a man highly distinguished for his learning, had charge of the school of the faithful in Alexandria. 2. A school of sacred learning, which continues to our day, was established there in ancient times. 3. And as we have been informed, 4. Was managed by men of great ability and zeal for divine things. Among these it is reported 5. That Pantinus was at that time especially conspicuous, as he had been educated in the philosophical system of those called Stoics. 2. They say that he displayed such zeal for the divine word, that he was appointed as a herald of the gospel of Christ to the nations in the East, and was sent as far as India. 6. For indeed 7. There were still many evangelists of the word who sought earnestly to use their inspired zeal, after the examples of the apostles, for the increase and building up of the divine word. 3. Pantinus was one of these, and is said to have gone to India. It is reported that among persons there who knew of Christ, he found the gospel according to Matthew, which had anticipated his own arrival. For Bartholomew, 8, one of the apostles, had preached to them, and left with them the writing of Matthew in the Hebrew language, 9, which they had preserved till that time. 4. After many good deeds, Pantinus finally became the head of the school at Alexandria, 10, and expounded the treasures of divine doctrine both orally and in writing. 11. Chapter 10. Clement of Alexandria. 1. At this time Clement, 1, being trained with him 2, in the divine scriptures at Alexandria, became well known. He had the same name as the one who anciently was at the head of the Roman Church, and who was a disciple of the Apostles. 3. 2. In his Hippodiposes 4, he speaks of Pantinus by name as his teacher. It seems to me that he alludes to the same person also in the first book of his Stromata, when, referring to the more conspicuous of the successors of the Apostles whom he had met, 5, he says 6. 3. This work 7, is not a writing artfully constructed for display, but my notes are stored up for old age, as a remedy against forgetfulness, an image without art, and a rough sketch of those powerful and animated words which it was my privilege to hear, as well as of blessed and truly remarkable men. 4. Of these the one, the Ionian 8, was in Greece, the other in Magna Graecia 9, the one of them was from Coel Syria, 10, the other from Egypt. There were others in the East, one of them an Assyrian, 11, the other a Hebrew in Palestine. But when I met with the last, 13 in ability, truly he was first, having hunted him out in his concealment in Egypt, I found dressed. 5. These men, preserving the true tradition of the blessed doctrine, directly from the holy apostles, Peter, and James and John and Paul, the Son receiving it from the Father, but few were like the fathers, have come by God's will even to us to deposit those ancestral and apostolic seeds. 14. Chapter 10. II. The Bishops in Jerusalem. 1. At this time Narcissus 1 was the bishop of the church at Jerusalem, and he is celebrated by many to this day. He was the 15th in succession from the siege of the Jews under Adrian. We have shown that from that time first the church in Jerusalem was composed of Gentiles, after those of the circumcision, and that Marcus was the first Gentile bishop that presided over them. 2. After him the succession in the episcopate was first Cassianus, after him Publius, then Maximus. 3. Following them Julian, then Gaius. 4. After him Symmachus and another Gaius, and again another Julian after these Capito. 5. And Valens and Dolichinus, and after all of them Narcissus, the 30th in regular succession from the apostles. Chapter 10. II. Rado and his account of the dissension of Margin. 1. At this time Rado, 1, a native of Asia, who had been instructed, as he himself states, by Tatian, with whom we have already become acquainted, 2, having written several books, published among the rest one against the heresy of Margin. 3, he says that this heresy was divided in his time into various opinions. 4, and while describing those who occasioned the division, he refutes accurately the falsehoods devised by each of them. But hear what he writes. 5. 2. Therefore also they disagree among themselves, maintaining an inconsistent opinion. 6. For Apelles, 7, one of the herd, priding himself on his manner of life 8, and his age, acknowledges one principle, 9, but says that the prophecies 10, are from an opposing spirit, being led to this view by the responses of a maiden by name Philumene, 11, who was possessed by a 3, demon. 3. But others, among whom are Potidus and Basilicus, 12, hold to two principles, 13, as does the mariner 14, Margin himself, 4, these following the wolf 15, of Pontus, and, like them, unable to fathom the division of things, became reckless, and without giving any proof asserted two principles. Others, again, drifting into a worse error, consider that there are not only two, but three natures. 16, of these, Cinyras 17, is the leader in chief, as those who defend his teaching 18, say. 5. The same author writes that he engaged in conversation with Apelles. He speaks as follows. For the old man Apelles, when conversing with us, 19, was refuted in many things which he spoke falsely, whence also he said that it was not at all necessary to examine one's doctrine, 20, but that each one should continue to hold what he believed. For he asserted that those who trusted in the crucified would be saved, if only they were found doing good works. 21, but as we have said before, his opinion concerning God was the most obscure of all, for he spoke of one principle, as also our doctrine does. 6. Then, after stating fully his own opinion, he adds, when I said to him, tell me how you know this, or how can you assert that there is one principle, he replied that the prophecies refuted themselves, because they have said nothing true. 22, for they are inconsistent, and false, and self-contradictory. But how there is one principle, he said, that he did not know, but that he was thus persuaded. 7. As I then adjured him to speak the truth, he swore that he did so, when he said that he did not know how there is one unbegotten God, but that he believed it. Thereupon I laughed and reproved him because, though calling himself a teacher, he knew not how to confirm what he taught. 23. 8. In the same work, addressing Callistio, 24, the same writer acknowledges that he had been instructed at Rome by Tatian. 25, and he says that a book of problems 26, had been prepared by Tatian, in which he promised to explain the obscure and hidden parts of the divine scriptures. Rado himself promises to give in a work of his own solutions of Tatian's problems. 27. There is also extant a commentary of his on the Hexameron. 28. 9. But this Apelles wrote many things, in impious manner, of the lie of Moses, blaspheming the divine words in many of his works, being, as it seemed, very zealous for their refutation and overthrow. So much concerning these. Chapter 10.IV The False Prophets of the Phrygians. The enemy of God's Church, who is emphatically a hater of good and a lover of evil, and leaves untried no manner of craft against men, was again active in causing strange heresies to spring up against the Church. 1. For some persons, like venomous reptiles, growled over Asia and Phrygia, boasting that Montanus was the Paraclete, and that the women that followed him, Priscilla and Maximilla, were prophetesses of Montanus. 2. Chapter 10.V The Schism of Blastus at Rome. 1. Others, of whom Florinus too was chief, flourished at Rome. He fell from the presbyterate of the church, and Blastus was involved in a similar fall. They also drew away many off the church to their opinion, each striving to introduce his own innovations in respect to the truth. Chapter 10.VI The Circumstances Related of Montanus and His False Prophets. 1. Against the so-called Phrygian too, heresy, the power which always contends for the truth raised up a strong and invincible weapon, Apollinarius of Hierapolis, whom we have mentioned before. 3. And with him many other men of ability, by whom abundant material for our history has been left. 2. A certain one of these, in the beginning of his work against them. 4. First intimates that he had contended with them in oral controversies. 3. He commences his work in this manner. 5. Having for a very long and sufficient time, O beloved Aversius Marcellus, 6, been urged against the so-called Phrygian too, heresy, the power which always contends for the truth raised up a strong and invincible weapon, Apollinarius of Hierapolis, whom we have mentioned before. 3. And with him many other men of ability, by whom abundant material for our history has been left. By you to write a treatise against the heresy of those who are called after Miltiades. 7. I have hesitated till the present time, not through lack of ability to refute the falsehood or bear testimony for the truth, but from fear and apprehension, that I might seem to some to be making additions to the doctrines or precepts of the Gospel of the New Testament, which it is impossible for one who has chosen to live according to the Gospel, either to increase or to diminish. 4. But being recently in answer at 8, in Galatia, I found the church there. 9. Greatly agitated by this novelty, not prophecy, as they call it, but rather false prophecy, as will be shown. Therefore, to the best of our ability, with the Lord's help, we disputed in the church many days concerning these, and other matters separately brought forward by them, so that the church rejoiced, and was strengthened in the truth, and those of the opposite side were for the time confounded, and the adversaries were grieved. 5. The presbyters in the place, our fellow presbyters Autocasten, of Adras also being present, requested us to leave a record of what had been said against the opposers of the truth. We did not do this, but we promised to write it out, as soon as the Lord permitted us, and to send it to them speedily. 6. Having said this with other things, in the beginning of his work, he proceeds to state the cause of the above-mentioned heresy as follows. Their opposition and their recent heresy which has separated them from the church, arose on the following account. 7. There is said to be a certain village called Artabon in that part of Mysia, which borders upon Phrygia. 11. There first, they say, when Gratus was proconsul of Asia. 12. A recent convert, Montanus by name, through his unquenchable desire for leadership. 13. Gave the adversary opportunity against him, and he became beside himself, and being suddenly in a sort of frenzy and ecstasy, he raved, and began to babble, and utter strange things, prophesying in a manner contrary to the constant custom of the church handed down by tradition from the beginning. 14. 8. Some of those who heard his spurious utterances at that time were indignant, and they rebuked him as one that was possessed, and that was under the control of a demon, and was led by a deceitful spirit, and was distracting the multitude, and they forbade him to talk, remembering the distinction 15, drawn by the Lord and his warning, to guard watchfully against the coming of false prophets. But others, imagining themselves possessed of the Holy Spirit, and of a prophetic gift, 17, were elated and not a little puffed up, and forgetting the distinction of the Lord, they challenged the mad and insidious and seducing spirit, and were cheated and deceived by him. In consequence of this, he could no longer be held in check, so as to keep silence. 9. Thus by artifice, or rather by such a system of wicked craft, the devil, devising destruction for the disobedient, and being unworthily honored by them, secretly excited and inflamed their understandings which had already become estranged from the true faith. And he stirred up besides two women, 18, and filled them with the false spirit, so that they talked wildly and unreasonably and strangely, like the person already mentioned. 19. And the Spirit pronounced them blessed as they rejoiced and gloried in him, and a wise and faithful manner, that he might seem to be a reprover. But those of the Phrygians, that were puffed them up by the magnitude of his promises, but sometimes he rebuked them openly and deceived, were few in number. And the arrogant spirit taught them to revile the entire universal church under heaven, because the spirit of false prophecy received neither honor from it nor entrance into it. 10. For the faithful in Asia, met often in many places throughout Asia to consider this matter. 20. And examined the novel utterances, and pronounced them profane, and rejected the heresy, and thus these persons were expelled from the church, and debarred from communion. 11. Having related these things at the outset, and continued the refutation of their delusion through his entire work, in the second book he speaks as follows of their end. 12. Since, therefore, they called us slayers of the prophets. 21. Because we did not receive their loquacious prophets, who, they say, are those that the Lord promised to send to the people. 22. Let them answer as in God's presence who is there, O friends, of these who began to talk, from Montanus and the women down, that was persecuted by the Jews, or slain by lawless men. None. Or has any of them been seized and crucified for the name? Truly not. Or has one of these women ever been scourged in the synagogues of the Jews, or stoned? No, never anywhere. 23. 13. But by another kind of death Montanus and Maximilla are said to have died. For the report is that, incited by the spirit of frenzy, they both hung themselves. 24. Not at the same time, but at the time, which common report gives for the death of each. And thus they died, and ended their lives like the traitor Judas. 14. So also, as general report says, that remarkable person, the first steward, 25, as it were, of their so-called prophecy, one Theodotus, who, as if at some time taken up, and received into heaven, fell into trances, and entrusted himself to the deceitful spirit, was pitched like a goyt, and died miserably. 15. They say that these things happened in this manner, but as we did not see them, O friend, we do not pretend to know. Perhaps in such a manner, perhaps not, Montanus and Theodotus and the above-mentioned woman died. 16. He says again in the same book, that the holy bishops of that time attempted to refute the spirit in Maximilla, but were prevented by others who plainly cooperated with the spirit. He writes as follows. 17. And let not the spirit, in the same work of mysterious urbanness, 27, say to Maximilla, I'm driven away from the sheep like a wolf. 28. I'm not a wolf, I'm word, and spirit and power. But let him show clearly, and prove the power in the Spirit. And by the Spirit, let him compel those to confess him who were then present for the purpose of proving and reasoning with the talkative Spirit, those eminent men and bishops, Zotacus, 29, from the village Comana and Julian, 30, from Apamea, whose mouth the followers of Themiso 31, muzzled, refusing to permit the false and seductive Spirit, to be refuted by them. 18. Again in the same work, after saying other things in refutation of the false prophecies of Maximilla, he indicates the time when he wrote these accounts, and mentions her predictions in which she prophesied wars and anarchy. Their falsehood he censures in the following manner. 19. And has not this been shown clearly to be false? For it is today more than 13 years since the woman died, and there has been neither a partial nor general war in the world, but rather, through the mercy of God, continued peace even to the Christians. 32. These things are taken from the second book. 20. I will add also short extracts from the third book, in which he speaks thus against their boasts that many of them had suffered martyrdom. When therefore they are at a loss, being refuted in all that they say, they try to take refuge in their martyrs, alleging that they have many martyrs, and that this is sure evidence of the power of the so-called prophetic spirit that is with them. But this, as it appears, is entirely fallacious. 33. 21. For some of the heresies have a great many martyrs, but surely we shall not on that account agree with them, or confess that they hold the truth. And first, indeed, those called Martianites, from the heresy of Martian, say that they have a multitude of martyrs for Christ, yet they do not confess Christ himself in truth. A little farther on he continues. 22. When those called to martyrdom from the church for the truth of the faith have met with any of the so-called martyrs of the Phrygian heresy, they have separated from them, and died without any fellowship with them. 34. Because they did not wish to give their assent to the spirit of Montanus and the women, and that this is true, and took place in our own time in Apamea on the Meander. 35. Among those who suffered martyrdom with Gaius and Alexander of Eumenia, is well known. Chapter 10.VII Multiades and his works. 1. In this work he mentions a writer, Multiades, 1, stating that he also wrote a certain book against the above-mentioned heresy. After quoting some of their words, he adds, having found these things in a certain work of theirs in opposition to the work of the brother Alcibiades, 2, in which he shows that a prophet ought not to speak in ecstasy, 3, I made an abridgment. 2. A little further on in the same work he gives a list of those who prophesied under the new covenant, among whom he enumerates a certain Ammiaphor, and Quadratus, 5, saying, But the false prophet falls into an ecstasy, in which he is without shame or fear. Beginning with purposed ignorance, he passes on, as has been stated, 16 involuntary madness of soul. 3. They cannot show that one of the old or one of the new prophets was thus carried away in spirit. Neither can they boast of Agabus, 6, or Judas, 7, or Silas, 8, or the daughters of Philip, 9, or Ammia in Philadelphia, or Quadratus, or any others not belonging to them. 4. And again after a little he says 4, if after Quadratus and Ammia in Philadelphia, as they assert, the women with Montanus, received the prophetic gift, let them show who among them received it from Montanus and the women. For the apostle thought it necessary, that the prophetic gift should continue in all the church, until the final coming. But they cannot show it, though this is the 14th year, since the death of Maximilla, 10. 5. He writes thus, But the Milesiades to whom he refers, has left other monuments of his own zeal for the divine scriptures, 11, in the discourses which he composed against the Greeks, and against the Jews, 12, answering each of them separately in two books, 13, and in addition he addresses an apology to the earthly rulers, 14, in behalf of the philosophy which he embraced. Chapter 18 The manner in which Apollonius refuted the Phrygians, and the persons 1, whom he mentions. 1. As the so-called Phrygian heresy 2, was still flourishing in Phrygia in his time, Apollonius 3, also, an ecclesiastical writer, undertook its refutation, and wrote a special work against it, correcting in detail the false prophecies current among them, and reproving the life of the founders of the heresy. But hear his own words respecting Montanus. 2. His actions and his teaching show who this new teacher is. This is he who taught the dissolution of marriage 4, who made laws for fasting 5, who named Papus and Timaeon, 6, small towns in Phrygia, Jerusalem, wishing to gather people to them from all directions, who appointed collectors of money 7, who contrived the receiving of gifts under the name of offerings, who provided salaries for those who preached his doctrine, that its teaching might prevail through gluttony, 8. 3. He writes thus concerning Montanus, and a little farther on he writes as follows concerning his prophetesses. We show that these first prophetesses themselves, as soon as they were filled with the Spirit, abandoned their husbands. How falsely therefore they speak who call Prisca virgin, 9. 4. Afterwards he says, Does not all scripture seem to you to forbid a prophet to receive gifts and money? 10. When therefore I see the prophetess receiving gold and silver and costly garments, how can I avoid reproving her? 5. And again a little farther on he speaks thus concerning one of their confessors. So also Themiso, 11, who was clothed with pleasurable covetousness, could not endure the sign of confession, but threw aside bonds for an abundance of possessions. Yet, though he should have been humble on this account, he dared to boast as a martyr, and in imitation of the apostle, he wrote a certain Catholic 12, epistle, to instruct those whose faith was better than his own, contending for words of empty sound, and blaspheming against the Lord and the apostles and the Holy Church. 6. And again concerning others of those honored among them as martyrs, he writes as follows. Not to speak of many, let the prophetess herself tell us of Alexander, 13, who called himself a martyr, with whom she is in the habit of banqueting, and who is worshipped, 13a, by many. We need not mention his robberies and other daring deeds for which he was punished, but the archives 14, contain them. 7. Which of these forgives the sins of the other? Does the prophet the robberies of the martyr, or the martyr the covetousness of the prophet? For although the Lord said, Provide neither gold, nor silver, neither two coats, 15, these men, in complete opposition, transgress in respect to the possession of the forbidden things. For we will show, that those whom they call prophets and martyrs gather their gain not only from rich men, but also from the poor, and orphans, and widows. 8. But if they are confident, let them stand up, and discuss these matters, that if convicted they may hereafter cease transgressing. For the fruits of the prophet must be tried, for the tree is known by its fruit. 16. 9. But that those who wish, may know concerning Alexander, he was tried by Aemilius Frontinus, 17, proconsul at Ephesus not on account of the name, 18, but for the robberies which he had committed, being already an apostate. 19, afterwards, having falsely declared for the name of the Lord, he was released, having deceived the faithful that were there. 20, and his own parish, from which he came, did not receive him, because he was a robber. 21, those who wish to learn about him have the public records. 22, of Asia, and yet the prophet with whom he spent many years knows nothing about him. 23, 10, exposing him, through him we expose also the pretense. 24, of the prophet. We could show the same thing of many others. But if they are confident, let them endure the test. 11, again, in another part of his work he speaks as follows of the prophets of whom they boast. If they deny that their prophets have received gifts, let them acknowledge this, that if they are convicted of receiving them, they are not prophets. And we will bring a multitude of proofs of this. But it is necessary that all the fruits of a prophet should be examined. Tell me, does a prophet dye his hair? 25. Does a prophet stain his eyelids? 26. Does a prophet delight in adornment? Does a prophet play with tables and dice? Does a prophet lend on usury? Let them confess whether these things are lawful or not, but I will show that they have been done by them. 27. 12. This same Apollonius states in the same 12th work that, at the time of his writing, it was the 40th year since Montanus had begun his pretended prophecy. 28. 13.